بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the reformation of one's character, that now we have the time to introspect and to look at everyone in the home as a mirror. Everybody's character around me is a mirror for my own character, looking at the good in them and the bad in myself, that they be saved from my evil and I adopt the good characteristics and habits of those around me, be it my wife, my children, my husband, my in-laws, whoever it may be. Somebody has some good in them. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us two eyes. One eye to look at the good in others, and the other eye to look at the bad in myself. And to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, make my habits good. My good habits, make them better. My bad habits, make them good. And my good habits, dear Allah, make them better and save the entire creation from my evil. The first step to reformation of one's character and getting a character which is closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is most beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the first step is tawbah, repentance. This is the first step, that I make tawbah in the court of Allah on my past. Any person I hurt physically, verbally, spiritually, I hurt someone. That we are taught, if I made ghibat of someone also, how do I now overcome or recompensate that person for the ghibat and the backbiting I made of that person? It happens sometimes that I mention evil of someone, which is true. That too is backbiting. Anything I speak about someone, even if it is the truth, and I speak something about that person, because of which if that person hears about it, he or she will feel hurt, that is ghibat. And if that is not true, then that is buhtan and slander. That is not correct. So for me to make tawbah, first of all, if I hurt anybody's feelings, if I made ghibat of anyone, what do I do then? Many a times you might say, but I'll go and tell that person that I said this about him or her. Or sometimes you meet the person also and you say, you know, please make me maaf, I made you ghibat. That's even worse. That person now is even more hurt. What did you speak about me? No, I can't tell you, but please make me maaf. That is even worse than now you made ghibat, and plus you hurt the person's feelings directly. So we are taught that if we have made ghibat of anyone, how do we start our tawbah process? Is that now at least we recite 3 times Suratul Ikhlas, the reward which is equal to the reward of 1 Quran khatam, and we send this as a salih sawab to the ruh and the soul of that person. That person is alive, he or she might not know, but the ruh will accept it, the ruh becomes happy on the day of Qiyamah. At least you have something to free yourself with. You have Surah Ikhlas 3 times, you read for that person. Any place a person may guna or sin also, ulama explain on that piece of earth, that land, that area, that venue, that a person goes back there and makes istighfar on that piece of ground. Because that piece of ground will turn witness against you on the day of Qiyamah. But obviously in life, the haram place, a person went to some bioscope or some disco or some club, you cannot go back there. But a person should make tawbah for going to those places. So like this now, we will recompensate that person, we recite Surah Ikhlas. Any person we hurt, any person's haq we took away, we return it. Monetary haq, financial haq we took, that we have to return it. Somebody's ghibat, somebody's hasad we made, we were jealous upon somebody, we wished ill for him or for her, we hurt somebody's feelings. So at least now we should feel bad in our heart, make tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and recite at least 3 times Surah Ikhlas, and send the reward of it to the ruh of that person. Somebody has passed away, then also we can make a salih sawab. A salih sawab can be for the living and for the dead. So the first step now is to make tawbah in the court of Allah from bad from bad character. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, that due to sin was the heart feels ashamed and sorrowful, and thus the heart becomes restless. This is tawbah. To feel a restlessness in my heart. Ya Allah, I hurt so many people in my life. I must have verbally abused so many people. And I thought that person said this and he meant that, or she meant that. So I said this in retaliation. So a person feels restless about it. This is tawbah. In short, understand it in this way, that when someone does wrong to a great person, a person of respect who has izzat, then in what way does he seek to excuse himself? He clasps his hands together, he puts his hands together, falls at the feet of that person, places his topi on his feet, speaks words of flattery, and adopts a crying face. Similarly, when seeking repentance in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, one should at least adopt the same behavior. Such a tawbah, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, is definitely accepted. That a person before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he humbles himself before the Creator. That I hurt your creation. As we mentioned, al-khalqu iyadullah. That the entire creation is a family of Allah. The threshold and the doorstep to the love of Allah is to have humility, to take care, to feel pity, sympathy, and be good to the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in this way, we'll turn to the Creator. To attain the ability to repent, to ponder over the punishments mentioned in the Quran Sharif and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consequently, the heart will begin to dislike sin and hurting people. Today, along with verbal repentance, begin making qada of any salah and fast that were missed. After asking the ulama ikram, if you have not given any person his due right or any inheritance to a person's family members, then do so. If one does not have the ability to do so, then ask those people for forgiveness. Inshallah, we'll discuss in regards to qada salah and qada fast also, and how to repay people for what we have taken from them. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bestow us and bless us with the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this way we'll become the beloved of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.